This is Navigate with ID.
Brought to you by Corporate Shepherds.
Distinguished listeners, I bid you a very good afternoon. So good to be in the house, and I'm grateful to God for life. And I hope you are too. The times are truly tough, really tough. But you know what? At the end of the day, it will end in praise. Whatever you're going through, just know that it is just for a moment. Mm-hmm. You will certainly come out well on the other side. But that makes you, you know, the sole person that can make that change happen. Mm-hmm. All right? So let's walk towards making the best of it and not doing things that will take us on the wrong side. Well, friends, we've been on this beautiful trajectory of succession planning and management. This probably will be the fourth installment, and this month is actually, you know, focused on that. And like I did say at the beginning, we will be looking at several dimensions of it. Last week, we touched on family-owned businesses. And then on Thursday, I had a guest, Mrs. Biola Lasende, come talk to us about the place of governance and how we need to transit from just having the craft to having an enterprise. And that's the mindset we all require. When you start that little business with a family member or a relative or a friend, please always look at the big picture and see your business as a legal, distinct entity that has its own rights. And all it takes is to go through the process as a professional should do, because that little seed will someday become the mighty oak tree. But this day, and indeed this week, I will be focusing on you and I. Friends, succession planning and management, especially for those of us that are working in organizations, especially for those of us that are looking forward to building a mosaic structure for not just our organizations, but for our nation, it's important that we look at ourselves as the entire catalyst of this whole process. So, what did I call succession planning? I said it is a strategy for identifying and developing future leaders, not just for the top, but for major roles at all levels. Do you want to be identified? Do you want to be strictly seen as a candidate to be seen as someone's potential successor? Do you want to be next in line? Do you want to be considered as a necessary factor, as a mission-critical person in the scheme of things, whether your old boys association, your old girls association, whether in your community, whether in your office, whether at work, in church, in the mosque, in every facet of human endeavor, could even be your professional organization. Friends, this starts with identification. But to be identified means you must have been developed. And in being developed, someone would then see you. So I am turning the table around, and we are going to focus on what I call SSD. As we're looking at succession planning and management, I want to focus on you. And focusing on you, I'm starting with what I call SSD. Now, for my Coca-Cola friends, it is not a strategic sales depot. That's what we used to call it in Coke. But this is about strategies for self-development. And permit me to bring in part of my experience, part of what has helped me in my journey. Very many years ago, I had the privilege of working for the Coca-Cola company. I mean, it's one of the greatest, roles that and the opportunity I had. I think I spent the longest time in my entire career working for Coke. I spent 11 years. That's the longest I had in any major organization. So 11 years of coming through the entire gamut of that. But let me put it this way, that each time I look at, you know, my journey thus far, I'm so grateful and so thankful to God, because known unto God are his works from eternity. That this little boy that came out of my beautiful mom, you know, just one day was really crawling, and all of a sudden, little did he know that someday he'll have the opportunity of attending a primary school called St. Catherine's Model School, and moving from there to Baptist Academy, Lagos Baptist Academy, and of course doing some play around called A-Levels, Federal School of Arts and Science, Undo. And when I had 3 points, I had to go work in the ministry as a civil servant, and then returned to retake my A-Levels, as it were, at Federal School of Arts and Science, Suleja, before I moved on to the University of Cross River State. That's my journey, if you talk about education, and then getting my MBA from Eastwood Business School. That's all I have in terms of certifications. Now, don't come and ask me for my certificate. You know, I don't carry copies with me, but it's important to know that the self-development comes from a first model. And this is what I learned in my 11 years with Coke that helped me as a springboard into other years. And what does the first model mean? This is what I actually used to build myself. And I want to share that with you, because the entire spectrum of this month, for the rest of the episodes we have, will be anchored around all of this. First, as the word connotes, F-I-R-S-T. The F stands for focus on priorities. F, focus on priorities. And it's about identifying your critical issues and development objectives. The I is about implementing something every day. It's almost like stretching your comfort zone. You must stretch. I mean, don't be so comfortable. You must stretch it. You must look out to doing something every day. The R there is reflecting on whatever happens around you. And it's really extracting maximum learnings from your experiences. The S is seeking feedback and support. Basically saying, learning from others, their ideas and their perspectives. And the T is transferring learning into next steps. What are the next steps? So I took this in totally when I joined the Coca-Cola company for my 11 years, and it also helped me moving from Coke to Cadbury, from Cadbury to Samsung and L'Oreal, and also, you know, getting into my own frame today. Now, you'll tend to wonder and ask yourself, what exactly am I saying? Remember, we are talking about succession planning and management. Today, many of us belong to different facets and groups. Many of us are working in organizations, but we are hoping to be somebody someday. But do we plan for that someday? The answer is no. Do we know that we actually are the ones that will create and build the environment that people will see? We will become a city that is set on a hill that can never be hidden. But it takes one thing, development. It takes you understanding that you have to do things differently. And that's why I'm calling it the SSD. So we're going to look at the strategies for what? Self-development. But you might be thinking, oh, I'm coming with all kinds of... No, I'm coming with questions. I want you to open your heart and your mind. As we go on, this is a moving train. I'm not coming... It's not going to end today. We're just going to continue till I finish the first principle or the first model. Let me start with the F, which is focusing on priorities. You know, if you're sitting right now and you don't have a sense of what 5 years from now would look like, almost like a picture of the next 5 years, then you have not started. If you're sitting down and 10 years, you're not saying to yourself, what's going to happen to me 10 years from today, then you've not started. But if you have thought about it, then you need to do something. What does focusing on priorities mean? It is about identifying your critical issues and goals. You need to begin your development planning process. So whether you are a politician, whether you are a carpenter, whether you are a bricklayer, whether you are a student, whether you are a secretary, I mean, in an association, whether you are in your community serving as an ordinary floor member, but you need to, and then your eyes are actually sitting somewhere to say, I want to be the chairman of this local government. I want to be the chairman of this honorable assembly. I want to go into this office to serve. See, that's why we are having a lot of problems today. Let me submit to you most heartily that I believe that our politicians are very good planners. Politicians practice succession planning very well. But the electorate, the citizens, have no clue. Right now, 2023, politicians are planning. You guys are busy watching the movie and the drama, but they are planning. And later on, they will use you as the dogs for the sacrifice. But are we planning? No. Same thing. A guy wants to run for the Senate. Trust me, right now, the guy has started. A guy wants to run for the reps, House of Reps, whether state or federal. He has started, but you don't know. He has. They are planning. They are focusing on the priorities. We come back later and we start calling them all kinds of names. But we don't plan. You are working in a company today. You are not even thinking about succession. Where are you going to fit? Who's going to call you? Who will see you and identify you as a successor? But I tell you, the little boy that is a politician, that is carrying the phone of his master, is eyeing one seat, is already planning. Focus on priorities. Begin your development planning process by deciding where to focus. Unfortunately, our politicians are very smart. They focus on our money and they get them. They focus on our votes. Whether we like it or yes, they collect them. Every part of our entire system, these guys are in it. Give it to them. You can call them names, but they are winning because we are allowing them. When the citizens now begin to plan and manage their lives well and push the envelope and push the conversations, then they'll begin to see that, wow, these guys will have to change strategy. But what does it mean? It means that you need to discover what your most meaningful development priorities are by gaining clarity about what is important to you and your business, your organization, your community, whatsoever. So now I'm going to take you on this ride. Yeah? I told you, this whole strategy or strategies for self-development will be questions. Under focusing on priorities, which is the F, I want to give you four major nuggets, and under these four major nuggets, there will be questions. Number one, you must begin with personal insights. It's called know yourself. Know yourself. And these are the questions you need to ask yourself. Who can give me, that is, I'm asking myself, who can give me additional insights into my areas of strength and development? Don't let anybody get you into weaknesses. Weaknesses are internal. If you are able to identify those areas of development, I want you to focus on your strengths and focus on the areas of development. So, but you must ask yourself, who can give? It's the who there is about the person, not the what. Not about the two. It's about the person. Now, person will like you, go tell you, say your mouth, they smell. That is the kind of who you will look for. Someone that will tell you straight to your face, you need a Makaya. Makaya, Makaya, you never tell me anything well. Say, yes, King, this is what the truth is. That is the person you need. The second question is, what two or three things, not many, don't go beyond three. What are those two or three things that are most important to you or to me where I feel I can improve? You see, when you ask yourself those two or three things and then you focus on them, it's really around building the personal insights. One thing I must tell you that you must remember, people succeed on the basis of their strengths as long as their weaknesses don't get in the way. That's the truth. So when you take that first nugget, let me give you a second nugget, which is going to be a big one. It's about looking for gaps in your competency portfolio. Gaps, G-A-P-S. What does G-A-P-S mean? The G there is for goals, and it's about what do I want to do? Many of us don't know what we want to do. Now, anywhere belle face. And so, if you face this side, now north, where your belle face, now be south, where your belle face, now be east, where your belle face, now be west. No, you must know. You must have goals. The A there stands for ability. What can you do? So ask yourself, what can I do? The P there is perceptions. How do others see me? Like it or not, I hear all kinds of things. Hush puppy, mash puppy. We are joking about it, but there are many puppies in this country. There are puppies in families. There are puppies in the church. There are puppies in the mosque. We just breeding puppies everywhere. After they become all manner of dogs, Alsatians and Dobermans and Rottweilers. That's when they set loose. That's why we are having, apart from dealing with a pandemic called COVID, there's something that is endemic called corruption. And there's something that is an epidemic where rapists are walking around the town. It all starts from all of this process, but nobody. How do others see me? And the S there, success factors. What do others expect from me? I'm going to dwell a bit on that. If I don't finish that today, it may be on Thursday, but I'm going to take my time because when I talk about succession planning and management, I'm leaving your HR people. I'm leaving your company. I want to focus on you. If you get it right, they will notice you and you will be next in line. You are my focus. I thank God for grace. I thank God for everything God gave to me. I tell you, in all my life and my career, never at one time did I lobby for any position, whether at Elf, Guinness, the Coca-Cola Company, at Cadbury, at Samsung, or even L'Oreal. All of those places I worked, I never one day lobbied. It was the grace of God, hard work, and you know what? Emotional intelligence. The Spirit of God led me all the way through, and that's why I want to share a lot of the things that I learned that helped me on my journey, so that some of you, we quit all this nonsense you're doing and depending on a man. The best of man is still man at the very best. Don't misunderstand me. It's not to say that you will not. People will not be there. Yes, people are treasure. They are earthen vessels. They are the ones that are going to help you. No man is an island. I'm talking about those that go around bootlicking. You don't need to bootlick anybody. Build yourself well. They'll notice you because you become a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. No man lights his own candle and puts it under a bushel. That's what the good book says. And moreover, when your light so shines before men, they're going to glorify God. Say, thank God for this man. Thank God for this woman. Thank God for that boy. It's all back to him, not to you. But many of us are oblivious of the good things that we can do. So the second nugget was to look for gaps in your competency portfolio. I'm still talking on the letter F, focusing on what priorities. The third nugget under the F is reinforcing a commitment. Reinforcing commitment to your development goals. Do you know that many of us, even after we have identified the gaps, we don't recommit ourselves. We don't rededicate ourselves. I like how the psalmist puts it. He says, day unto day, I utter speech, and night unto night, you show knowledge. Every day, you need to ask yourself some very salient questions daily. See, my friends, don't sit down and everybody is telling you, hey, you are a star. Hey, Ify, you are wonderful. Ah, you are good. You are so good. That was yesterday. Yesterday ended last night. Today is another day. Yes, I'm not saying do not think about the accolades of yesterday, but hey, be more futuristic in your outlook. So these are questions you must ask in reinforcing your commitment to your development goals. Number one, How are my goals important to my current and future work success? When you start asking yourself that question, is there an alignment between your own personal goals, current and future work success? If there's no alignment, then it means that you are in the wrong place. Many of you don't smell the coffee on time. You patch, and after you start getting, you say, I don't like this place. It's because your goals, you never reinforce commitments, and you never ask yourself, are your goals aligned or important? Are they aligned? The second question is, are my goals relevant to my organization? If your own goals are not relevant to the organization, listen, I sat as a CEO of one of the biggest companies, one of the top, is a top a Fortune 100 company. You don't know which one, okay? But you can guess. The guess is yours. But do you know why I left that organization? Because at some point, I saw that my personal goals and that of the organization were not aligned. And that's why I left. But guess what? It took a lot for me to leave. It took a lot for me to leave. When you think about the exigencies of the office, the perks of the office, you can fly first class, business class. You know, you can decide to have breakfast in Paris, and then you're having lunch in another. Folks, you'll travel with a private jet just to go on a market visit. That was life, but pros. At the end, are my goals relevant to the organization? Are they in alignment? If the answer is no, I found my way out. Are my goals important to me personally? And will the results be worth the investment? These are very critical questions. If you don't ask yourself those questions and answer very well, you will end up deceiving yourself. And the more you deceive yourself, you are devaluing your equity. Because nobody will spot you. Nobody will see you as a probable successor. You can never be the next in line for president. You can't be next in line for governor. You can't be next in line for ambassador. You can't be, because you were not sincere. And how? You were not reinforcing your commitment. And so, you were not clear. The last nugget is anticipating obstacles. And that comes when you ask yourself two critical questions. What roadblocks are likely to get in the way of my development goals? Many of us just sit back and say, I have prayed. Oh, Lord, thank you. You go on 90-day fast first year, 70-day fast second year, third. Some people have fasted 90 days every year and they are still in the same inglorious position. They are living in the same face me, I face you. They are still entering, walking on eggshells, that they've not made any progress. But every beginning of the year, they start January 1 going for fasting and praying for 90 days because they believe prayer is the key. Prayer is good, but faith without works is dead. You can pray all you pray and you do nothing is going to happen. Do you anticipate and ask yourself what roadblocks are likely to get in the way of my goals? Then you begin scenario planning. It's all part of planning. Then the second question you ask yourself is, how can I be proactive and prepare for the challenges? This is all around just one part called the F, focusing on priorities. When we come back, I'm going to deep dive into the gaps. And I'll bring out the gaps within the context of what we said. And there are questions also for you. Maybe on Thursday I'll move from F to I. But I want you, at the end of the day, I'm giving you a whole marathon of content that will help you ultimately become the chosen one. So when they're talking about succession planning and management in your company, in your department, in your ministry, in your church, in your mosque, in your family, wherever you have human endeavor and you are there, as long as you follow this pathway, then you then see yourself being on that charge sheet, because your best dreams only come when you are awake. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Let's take a short break. And of course, I'll hand over to my Oga to help me.
This is Navigate with ID,
brought to you by Corporate Shepherds.
Welcome back, my dear friends. And Ify and I were having a good chit chat. I don't know where Ify saw that. She just pulled that track out from, you know, kind of George Michael, right? Yeah, okay, that's good. Well, friends, we are back on the beat. And just in case you're joining us, it's Navigate with ID, brought to you by Corporate Shepherds. Today's edition is brought to you by Corporate Shepherds. And you have yours truly here. My name is ID Enang, and I have the rare privilege and honor to learn from you, also to share the little that I know, and together we can build a solid entity in ourselves and become great and mighty instruments to turn around the fortunes of not just our country, but indeed all facets of the world. I know that you and I will go somewhere, and it's just that from us doing the right things, you know? So we've been looking at the overall theme. I mean, this is the fourth installment, just for our first-time listeners or those that have just tuned in. We've been talking about succession planning and management in different ways, but in this whole sequence, I'm now focusing on the individual. And so we've started the series that would focus on what I call SSD, Strategies for Self-Development. And I shared, you know, a simple model that I adopted many years ago in the course of my career, and I called it the first model. So in that first, the letter F is where I have started looking at focusing on priorities. And so we've gone through a bit of that. Now, coming out of this, I want to talk more about gaps. Remember, in one of the nuggets, I gave you four nuggets under focusing on priorities, and that was looking for gaps in your competency portfolio. So if you work for an organization now, you're an employee, or you also are serving somewhere, the whole notion is, what exactly do I need to do to be noticed? How can I come through like Adaza? How can I, you know, this is Uncle Mordecai speaking from Lagos Talks 91.3. So look at me as Mordecai. I'm preparing you so that when that beauty contest, you know, comes through, Adaza will come through and dazzle everybody, and definitely she will become the new queen. I want you to become the new queen or the new king of your community. And you know what? Let's look at the GAPS model. With the GAPS model, it's about GAPS. So what does the G stand for? Goals. Now, simply I'll say to you, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Now, to help you, I'm going to give you some three nuggets in the form of questions. The question is yours to ask yourself, and then you will use the questions to develop your goals. Number one, what are the internal motives and values that drive your behavior? What exactly are the internal motives? It's about the intent. What is that intent? What are the internal motives and values that drive your behavior? Many people today, their motives are not right. That's why the behaviors are totally off. And it's just a matter of time. Because there's a way that seems right to them, the end is destruction. So you need to have the right motive, and values must be the anchor. The second question is, what is important in your work and life? And why is it important? Why is that thing important? The third question is, what do you want to do that you are not doing? What exactly do you want to do that you are not doing? It's almost sitting in the place of innovation and invention. You must be transformed in the renewness of your mind. What do you want to do that you are not doing? So that goes for the G, which is, what do you want to do, or goals? Let's look at A, abilities. Abilities speak to the what can you do. You know, many times people will see you and say, Oga, there's no work. So what can you do? You say, I can drive. Drive what? You know, I can drive a car. Okay, can you drive a lorry? He said, no. I said, then you can't drive. He said, okay. So, ability. What can you do? Now, This is a very critical part of the entire equation, because I'm going to spend a little bit more here, because the questions you need to ask yourself are exactly the questions you need to ask certain people who, by virtue of the opportunistic nature of social media and today Zoom and other electronic forms, are now becoming counselors, are now becoming experts, and yet they have nothing to show. Most of them have zero ability. They just regurgitate anything and transpose it as content, and some of you swallow hook, line, and sinker and end up destroying your path and your pathway. Abilities, what can you do? The question you will ask yourself is, and whoever you are supposed to be following, where have you been successful? And where have you not been successful, and why? Do you know that many people to date, Zoom came, every Jack Rag and Tom Straw is holding a Zoom lesson on COVID-19, this, how to pandemic, how not to be pandemic, how to call endemic. And people were just jumping on. And then they have received training. Now, after all of that training, ask yourself the next question. What are the ways in which you apply your knowledge and skills? How much of that have you applied? See, there's a place for impartation. If a man has not gone through a process and his progress is evident to all, if you follow such a man that is not a man of process, you will not have progress, because it will be short-lived. It's almost as if you just did something. It was just being high, and it must be on something very cheap, like a Vostik. You know, very. You can just pass gum, and then you'll be high. That is what you did. So abilities is very critical in going through the gaps model, that you ask yourself, where have I been successful and where have I not been successful and why? Same question you must ask anybody saying to you that he or she wants to infuse some learning to you. Ask them, Oga, where have you been successful? These are the questions we don't ask politicians. Many of them are, I look at some of our National Assembly members, like they had some, the Northern speakers, even the guy that was speaking on behalf of the speakers of Northern, I say, hey, who did this to Nigeria? And most of us are sitting down and looking at it. Now, don't ask me, ask yourself. Let us ask ourselves, when these guys come out, where have you been successful? And the guy is just, before he packages left, right, center, the only thing they know how to do, they've carried cell phones of previous senators, they followed them in their cars and in the convoy. And afterward, they say, I'm going for that seat. And because the other one is moving on and says, my boy is loyal. That's it. So I told you that politicians have succession planning, but citizens don't. They just go with the flow, or they don't get important, because we don't have the ability to ask right. The P is about perceptions. How do others see you? What have you learned from feedback? Many of us don't like feedback. Evaluation is the engine of progress. Based on others' feedback, how do you think others see you? How do these persons, or how do these perceptions fit with how you see yourself? Like I said, there are many puppies in our country. Even the major puppy has given birth to many puppies, and that's why they don't see anything wrong. Because, you know, the bulldogs who were once puppies and Rottweilers are showing them that this is the way to go. So the perception is it's a get-rich-quick thing. I don't care. It's perception. But I don't care. I'm driving a Lamborghini. I'm driving. When you finish driving it, you will see what will drive you to hell or bring you closer to God. Whichever way, you need to ask yourself, what feedback do you regularly get from others? Are they sincere, both inside and outside of your environment, whether it's work, family, or space? The S there is success factors. Please, this is very key. What do others expect from you? If you are sitting and you want to be noticed, you must always ask yourself, what are the criteria for success in your job, in this current job, in this current position, in this current context, or whatever you are doing? ask yourself that question. Ask yourself, what examples of others' successes and failures have I seen? Have you seen? Have you seen a successful man? He says, see, have you seen a diligent man? He will stand before kings, not just before mortal and mere men. Who are the credible examples? Those are success factors that you can look at and say, wow, that's a man. Then from there you ask yourself, what are the competencies? Or what competencies will you need in the future? See, when you take these gaps and you apply these questions to yourself and you begin to work on them, you will find out that you'll be spotted. You may be a needle in the haystack, trust me, there'll be a magnet that will pull you out. The force of that magnet will pull you out. And all it takes is just one opportunity. All it takes is just one chance. Like David, just one opportunity to face Goliath. And next thing, you become the toast of the entire country. You become the toast of the entire community. You become the toast of the entire company. You become the toast of your family. Why? Because you were diligent to focus on the gaps, on the goals, on the abilities, on the perceptions, and then you had a clear line of sight as to what success looks like and what good looks like. Not thinking that this is okay, this is manageable. Friends, I'm going to pause here because we are going to move from F to I on Thursday, and we'll take it. Remember I said it's about the first model, and these are the things that have helped me and shaped me to a large extent, and I also want to share with you so we can boldly, you know, get to the top together, because there's a place called there. Well, I'll stop here so I can open the lines and you may call in to ask your questions. Remember, you can call on any of those lines, and if you do want to tweet at Lagos Talks 913, my own handle for Twitter, Instagram is at IDYENANG. Feel free to follow. Feel free to ask questions. I don't know is an answer, and I'll be honest with you to tell you I don't know. But then if you want to call, the numbers are 0809-191-3913, 0809-222-0913, and 0809-234-5913. Lagos Talks.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Who's calling, sir?
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Oluwacho.
Okay, Shelun, how are you?
Thank you for last week, as usual.
Yeah, thank you, too, for listening in.
When you were talking about the one.
The what?
I remember. The one.
Okay.
It's mentioned. I remember the particular matrix.
Oh, it's breaking.
Because when the person realized that it could be the one, and started believing in himself, that things started happening for him.
Okay, the one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Also for Mary. Everybody has the opportunity to be a Tibet Jesus. But it was when he said, so be it. When she accepted that I'm going to be this, and said, okay, so be it unto me. It was then things started happening for her. But for many of us in Nigeria, we, like you said, we sit down, we pray. After we prayed, we have not even evaluated ourselves.
Wow.
Am I fit for this? We are waiting for the miracle job, the miracle money, the miracle 1 million that somebody's saying that, so be it. I see a millionaire in this communication today. And we claim it, but we are not doing what is exactly that's supposed to help us get to that particular position.
Well, that's
we engaging.
That's why I'm actually spending time to show people the pathway.
Promised the demon to call before, but when he said it, I was just like, this is what some of us have been saying for a very long time, but because we have no platform,
well,
they are about to use it.
You have a platform. Your platform is your immediate community. Okay.
It's even my community have been saying that, but yeah. You know, when you are the kind of person that they feel that, okay, who are you?
Don't worry.
You are not rich, you are not this, you are not that.
David was a nobody until one day he became a somebody. Don't ever feel that you are not. You are.
No, I know myself. I have not even bothered what anybody thinks about me.
Okay.
I know my content, and I know what I can provide for anybody who sits down to talk to me or takes time to say that, what do you want to, what are you doing? I'll tell you, usually I try to give value to anybody I'm meeting.
Thank you, Shil. Grateful. Thank you very much for your contribution. Yeah. Yeah, if he, I know that the WhatsApp line would have been filled to the brim, gee. Or
all right,
am I wrong?
This is coming from...
If he is fully protected with shields on, shield and face mask, and after giving us all kinds of things, you're now covering yourself.
Ooh, Mr.
Go ahead,
ID.
Go ahead. Before NCDC comes after us.
God forbid, though. I'm very ill and hearty without any of those symptoms. This is coming from Babatunde saying, I'm a professional music teacher with humility and diligence. Uncle ID, you are an epitome of knowledge. You are a blessing to this generation and unborn generation.
Thank you, sir.
My Tuesdays and Thursdays are incomplete without listening to your program. And my opinion, you're supposed to be the president of this country with your thoughts. They are really outstanding. You're blessed.
Thank you. You're blessed too. Lagos Talks, good afternoon. Yeah. Okay. Lagos Talks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Samson from Lagos Island.
This is who?
Samson.
Oh, Samson. Okay, Samson.
Yes.
Let's have your thoughts.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for all the advice.
Thank you.
Sir, please, I just want to know if I've made some mistake. Mm. Because before I went back on my handy, I was working and I was doing perfectly well. I finished my ND. Now, before I went back for my HND again, I was working somewhere. And I was doing well, making enough money, even freedom. But right now, I'm in my final year. Now, this lockdown, nothing is working because of the lockdown.
Mm.
So, here, I kept blaming myself, like, maybe I've made some mistakes, so I'm not supposed to be in this stage by this time. Mm. So, I don't know.
You have not made any mistake, Samson. You're going through process. Process is never fun. It's a waiting room because you're expectant. The essence of you going through the door is because you're stepping into a room where there are possibilities. You're on that path of possibilities. So don't even let where you are begin to make you think that the decisions you took were wrong. Yes, it's important to have education. It's important to be exposed. It's also important to learn and hone your craft. You are doing both. And because COVID has come, COVID is not a death sentence to everything. What it does is just a way of switching gears. And you need to switch gears in terms of your mind. And whatever you had done previously, try to do it differently. And then stay on that path. Remember I talked about just focus. The F is focus on priorities. What is your priority? Identify the critical issues. Have your goal set, and then go all the way, and then you'll be surprised.
All right.
You will get there. All right?
Thanks for that, sir. I really appreciate it.
Bless you, Samson. Lagos Talks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
I'm Ibuka.
Ibuka?
Ibuka.
Ibuka.
This is my language.
Ibuka, you're calling from a place that is a bit noisy, so that's why...
No, hello, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in the bank, sir.
You're in the bank?
That's right, yeah.
Ask your question. To every small are you sure you don't always call because of Ify? Because when you call, next minute is Ify. This is not the dish. This is navigated ID.
Okay,
ask your
sir.
Question.
Just like you said, every time I listen to radio, you sound mind so many people talking. I'll be like, why is it that they are not in government? Even you, someone said he's supposed to be president. And which I accept. Why is it that so many good minds analyzing talk about many things in this country? They are not in government. Instead, the people in government are just giving us what to talk about, giving us a deck. Sir, I don't know. I'll vote for you maybe next election.
Thank you.
Dear President.
Very noted. I have 2 votes. God bless you. Thank you. Let me reel out the numbers once again. 0809-199-1313, 0809-222-0913, and 0809-234-5913. That last line is also a WhatsApp line, so you can just send a message via WhatsApp, and then my boss of all bosses will read it and make sure it is clear and explicit. If it is not, I will not read. I will not note it. I beg. I'm not here to crack my brain wondering, did he say, what was she saying? Forget it. I'm not going to do that. I'm very clear on what I will do and what I will not do. And if you have to tweet at Lagos Talks 913, you can also tag my handle, which is at IDYENANG. Okay. You know you've been quiet, and I know. All right? I know you've been quiet. Lagos Talks.
Hello?
Hello, yes, sir. Who's calling? Good afternoon.
This is Emmanuel from Lekki.
Okay, Emmanuel, let's have your thoughts or question.
I really don't know where to start from, because my own case is like a desperate or hopeless one. I don't know. I heard you when you were saying what you know how to do best, and then what are you good at? Honestly, I don't know what I am good at. I've done several things to see myself out of school.
Mm.
I went to school, I got a degree, I came out, I've worked.
Degree in
several organizations.
Mm.
But these are the assignments given to me by the office, as in this is your function as administrative and international officer, things like that.
Mm.
For me personally, to know what I am good at,
mm,
so as to be on my own, I don't know. I can do a lot of good things. I can do a lot of things, as in, I can do almost everything I am taught to do, but on my own, I'm really confused. Right now, I am at home. I have family to take care of. And I am not doing anything the last 3 years because of a challenge I have with my eyes. I went for surgery on these eyes, and then they operated the left one. The other one is not clear. Though I managed to go out with it. But I still don't think, I don't want to look at it as a kind of drawback. But what actually can I do on my own? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you can help and what you can assist.
Well, Mr. Emmanuel, thank you very much for calling. The reality is that, you know, you are the only one that can get yourself out of that state. There is nothing anybody can physically do to move you out. The man that sat by the pool of Bethesda said he was waiting for someone, that there was nobody there to carry him to enter the water. And he waited for so many years because he was waiting for one man. But I'll ask you one thing. You said you don't know what you can do, but you can eat. You can eat. You can eat. Okay. So how are you able to eat? How are you able to drink? How are you able to brush your teeth? How are you able to take your bath? There must be something that you love doing. And it could even be that you love speaking. It could even be that you like putting things together. That if somebody gives you a piece of paper, yes, you may have a challenge. But that challenge is just a setback. They are the likes of Kobams Asukwo, my own brother. They is so gifted. My father, my own biological father, had an accident in 1972. And now, my father, I mean, just to make it mildly, my father, you can call my father, you know, as challenged with the sight. But I tell you, you get into my house and I introduce you as Emmanuel. You go there the next time I'm not there, my father will speak to you on several issues and call you Emmanuel. My father is 85. He has not one day. If I get home, my father walks out, sees me off. But anybody working with me would not even know that my father doesn't. So what is in your environment that you have exercised mastery? There is no pity party. You have to rise up, take up your bed and work. And it means that you must decide, what is that one thing that I know, and hold on to it. When you hold on to it, they are destiny partners. God has already ordained people that will be in there within the support structure. Until you locate that thing and work in it, nobody can help you. Because even if they help you, you will still be saying, I need people to help me. Just rise up, take up your bed, walk. walk on the path of that glory that is set in you. There's treasure in earthen vessel. You are an earthen vessel, and you have what it takes. There is nothing that can limit your ability. Your senses are there. Activate it and move. Your children will be so energized just by the fact that you are, you know, driving that environment. I look forward to you speaking to how this has come to you in the next 24, 48 hours. Calling on Thursday, between now and that Thursday, there will be something that will ignite in you. It's called that spirit in you will come through. Don't look at yourself less, and don't let any condition make you look otherwise. No, you are otherwise able. All right? Well, Antifi, I think Thursday will come on Thursday, and then I'll then switch into the I mode. The I there will be implement something every day. It's more about stretching your comfort zone. When I come on Thursday, we'll move into I. And if we do I and we can't get into R, then all the way. Maybe next week I'll bring, I'll then have some guests next week to also help us push some of this. But for the time being, I think today we've had enough looking at the first principle with F, focusing on priorities. Friends, thank you so much. I can't stop loving you guys. Your best days are still ahead. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Thank you for those that have tweeted at us. We can continue the motions, ask questions, and if there are specific things you want to do. Remember, today's edition was brought to you by Corporate Shepherds. You can go to the website, corporateshepherds.com, and also, you know, through Navigate with ID. If there are things that you need to do concerning your career, concerning your life, we have specific things that we can talk to you about. Our faculty will deal with most of those things. Either we really specialize in guided moments, and there are, you know, programs that support that we can help you on this journey. But listen, it's not free. There are a lot of you that I answer you, I do all the things that I do free. When you come into a different space, you'll pay for it. Because the fuel that I bring here, the station does not tell me, Oga, Navigate with ID, free fuel. And many of us just want free this, free that. Life itself is not free. The air we breathe is at a price. But I trust God for grace as we come together on the table of brotherhood to share knowledge that Nigeria, our country, will be saved, Nigeria will be changed, and Nigeria will become great again in my lifetime. This is my passion, and it will happen, literally. Well, Bossifi,
Boss I run ID. Out.
See you on
Thank you so much. Thursday, see you on Thursday.